Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Wicked Darkness. Please make sure to follow us so you can keep listening to our episodes. If you want to see more of us, give us a like on Facebook and Instagram, as well as our YouTube channel, Soup Hit 2009. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Wicked Darkness. I'm Kathy, your host. Tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be talking about Krampus. What is Krampus? Well, he's known as the demon of Christmas. What a better way to come into the season of giving and holiday Christmas cheer, I guess you could say, than to talk about a demon. Opposite, he's the yin and yang of Saint Nick. Saint Nick is known in the Christian holidays, the Christian religion, as the giver of gifts on December 5th. He comes in and he gives the boys and girls presents. And those are supposed to be for the good boys and girls, the ones that are behave all year long. And then you have Krampus. Krampus comes in when the children are not so good. They've been misbehaving. Saint Nick will leave a lump of coal to let Krampus know that this was a home that had children that were not behaving, so that they could be kind of put in their place or even punished by Krampus. So what does Krampus actually look like? People are probably wondering, you know, does he look like Saint Nick? Saint Nick kind of in some ways looks like Santa Claus, and Krampus does not look like either of them. He is more like a horned half goat, half demon creature. He has hooves, depending on the depiction of him. Sometimes you'll see him with a hoof and a foot. Other times you'll see him with just two hooves. But he will come in and he has a sack that he carries birch sticks. And those he uses as punishment. He also carries around chains and bells, and he will have those as like a representative of him being attached, sort of like the devil. And those are his bonds. So Krampus punishes badly behaved children with the birch rods. How? Well, I know some people won't agree with this, but he uses them as switches, and he will slap them in their legs, like behind their legs. Or if he feels necessary, he will kidnap them, put them in his sack, and take them back to the underworld. He is known fairly well in Central and Eastern Alpine areas, like Bavaria, Austria. He is also known in, you know, the Czech Republic area, Hungary, Northern Italy, and some other places. He's starting to get well known here in the United States. Over the weekend here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, actually, we have what's called Krampusnacht, and that's a celebration of Krampus. He sounds like he's a bad guy, but he is starting to get like the dark tour kind of reputation. So people like to see what he looks like. People will dress up like him. He also has horns and stuff, and he has a hideous face, long tongue that's pointed. You might have even seen him on the movie Krampus. There's an actual movie out nowadays. So it's something like that, where he depicts the opposite of Saint Nick. He is very feared by children. He's been around for hundreds of years. Some say even he predates Christianity. So that would be even thousands of years. He is believed to derive from a pagan supernatural who was an assemblage of, like I said, the Christian devil. He's supposed to be hairy, brown, blackish fur, hair even, cloven hooves, horns of a goat, long pointed tongue and fangs. He carries, like I said, the chains that symbolize the binding of the devil, and the bells are different sizes. And there's not really a reason why they're different sizes, they just are. The bundle of birch branches, the switches, those are kind of towards what would be called the root, which may be towards the rites of Christianity. Those, like I said, he uses to swap people with. He appears with a sack and with a basket strapped to his back to cart off the children, the evil children. But this is the weird part that he does. So he takes them sometimes and he'll drown them, eat them, or even transport them back to hell with him. So he supplies the punishment. So they try to scare people. People will dress up like Krampus, and they'll come into homes and like, cities and towns, and they will look like Krampus, and they try to scare the children, even adults, so that they would actually behave for once, I guess you could say. If you ever want to have Krampus be happy, I guess, it's customary to leave him an offering, not your children. No, those, that would be bad. Don't do that. But the offering for him would be schnapps. Schnapps is like a strong distilled fruity brandy. Apparently he likes to have a little snip of it. Unlike Santa Claus, yeah, leave him cookies and milk. I guess Krampus is a little more lactose intolerant. In parts of Croatia, Krampus is a devil wearing sackcloth around his waist, chains around his neck, ankles, and wrists. As part of a tradition, when a child receives a gift from Saint Nick, they're given a gold branch to represent their good deeds throughout the year. However, if the child has misbehaved, Krampus will take the gifts for himself, and he'll leave only a silver branch to represent the child's bad acts. Just a reminder, don't be naughty, because otherwise you get the silver branch. But I guess that's a better way than being transported to the underworld. I did find a little thing. It was like a little, I guess, poem, you could say, a little story that this person wrote about Krampus. So, like I said, Krampus will come to a home opposite of Saint Nick, and that it never changes. It's always December 5th. Saint Nick will reward the well-behaved children with the little presents like oranges, dried fruit, walnuts, and chocolate, while Krampus takes the joy in punishing the misbehaved children with birch rods. There's a man who spreads joy amongst the children once a year. They lay awake and eagerly anticipate his arrival. What presents does he bring with him on this evening? The cookies have been baked, the milk has been poured, but as the shadowy figure approaches, their excitement and joy turn to fear and despair, for this man is not Saint Nick or Santa Claus or even Father Christmas. This man is no man at all. This is Krampus, the shadow of Christmas. And tonight, not be any presents received. The half-goat, half-demon figure has often been depicted as the anti-Saint Nick. But in some countries, it is believed that Krampus accompanies Saint Nick during Christmas, punishing those children who have misbehaved, in contrast to Saint Nick, who rewards the well-behaved children. So, like I said, they will come into areas of the town. Krampus, there's festivals that people have. Like I said, Krampus here is Krampusnacht. The actual festivals that worship Krampus are known as Krampuslauf or Krampusrun. It's an annual festival that celebrates the day in Austria throughout the Alpine region, and the tradition itself is thought to be over 500 years old, and individuals often dress up as the demon of Christmas himself, wearing heavy coats of fur made of hides of sheep and goats. This is they also disguise themselves with the horns mask, a terrifying mask, that image of Krampus. They roam the towns and cities with torches and birch whips. And they are usually accompanied by Saint Nick, who leads the group throughout the town, where they can be seen slapping people in the back of their legs with the whips and switches. They'll scare the local children and sometimes even adults, throw them into snow, all in the name of fun. Some will even go door to door, visiting people in their houses and give them treats and other goodies, somewhat of a, you know, reversal of trick or treat. And then in some parts of Austria, before Christianity was influenced, December was the month of monsters and ghouls. There are many different things of December that people really don't talk about. The Christmas witch, the goats, the Yule goats, different things. If you look up December, it has a lot of monsters that are tied to this month. So I thought it would be fun to just bring that to light for people that have never even thought about Krampus before. In my household, we do have Krampus, knowledge of Krampus, and Krampus does, he has, you know, you might see these people that have the elf on a shelf. We have Krampus too. We have the elf on the shelf, but we have the Krampus. The Krampus comes out when they start acting up. Now, mind you, my kids are teenagers now, but when they were littler, you know, they knew about Krampus. The origins of Krampus, you know, I've been talking about Austria, but it's also in Germany. It's big in Germany. It's a little unknown. I mean, the earliest tales of Krampus in Germany, in the Austria area, like I said, predates Christianity. But the word Krampus is derived from the German Krampen, meaning claw. And then we do see Krampus share characteristics with other demonic creatures from other cultures, such as the fauns and the satyrs of the Greek mythology. In Norse mythology, Krampus is believed to be the son of Hel, the daughter of Loki, and the keeper of the underworld. The legends of Krampus is part of a century tradition in Germany. And like I said, December 5th is well known as Krampus Night, but children would be especially wary not to attract the attention of the beast, hoping to come December 6th with St. Nicholas leaving them presents. And children would leave out their shoes for St. Nicholas, for him to fill with the goodies. And then hopefully he would not be placing a lump of coal for them to show Krampus that they've been naughty. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. It's a very short episode tonight, but it was an important episode to talk about Krampus himself. You know, it's things that people don't really talk about too much around here, especially, like I said, in the United States. It's not big. It started to turn big once the movie came out. But for the most part, it's more of a European mythical creature or demonic creature to some. But, you know, it is an important one. Like I said, there's the good, the bad. You know, and you got to have the light with the dark, and that's what Krampus is to Saint Nick. So, you know, sometimes Krampus now, like I said, is no longer the force of true evil. He's more of like a moral compass, to keep you balanced, to keep you straight and narrow. And, you know, you got to know the rewards and the consequences. So the good and the bad, And that's where he comes into play with Saint Nick and Santa Claus. And hopefully next year, when it comes to be December 5th and you're putting those shoes out, and some people still does the stockings too for Saint Nick, you're not going to find a lump of coal, and you're not going to have that silver, you know, birch branch waiting for you in the morning. And hopefully it'll be good all year long, and Saint Nick will come and bring you some really good goodies. So, like I said, this is going to be a short episode. Next week, we're going to be talking about John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown. So until then, for our skeptics, keep us grounded. For our believers, keep believing. I'm Kathy. I'm your host. Until next time. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Please email us with your thoughts on this and any of our previous episodes. And if you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, email us at soupit@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Wicked Darkness.